everyone. I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 30, Standing Up for Your Rights. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. I hope y'all all having a great day. Being a majority in today's world is not easy, especially when you're an African American. The death of George Floyd that was killed by police this past weekend has sparked a lot of outrage around the world. When I seen the video of the officer using his knee to press down on his neck and can hear him saying, before he was saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." All of the officers been fired, and also three other ones that was there, which I believe firing wasn't enough. What do you listeners think? I know that many of you probably have seen the video and heard about it, whether you are minority or not, just people in general. I know that a lot of people was very angry of the situation. And my thing is this, has been going on for so long. I mean, years, even back during the time when racism was really, really bad, during slavery times. And I see like a same repeat going on over and over again. And my question is, what is your rights? Like, what are you standing up for in your life? It don't even have to be standing up fighting against racism, but just in general, are you standing up for your family, to be a better parent, a better person all in all? And this thing we call life, it is so difficult and it can be challenging, but also through it all, we can still stand against the test of time, being ourselves, going through the obstacles and problems and issues that we may think that we can't overcome, but we still get through it no matter what. I have a funny story I want to share with y'all. I want to make y'all laugh. I don't want it to be all serious all the time, even though I know that talking about life serious issues, especially when it's standing up for your rights, is a serious topic. But also, I believe that it can be therapeutic. Did I say it right? It could be helpful for each one of us, whatever we're facing, because I know that everyone is different. Everyone's viewpoint is different in certain situations. But I have a funny story I want to share with y'all, everyone. So anyway, everyone. Okay, for years and years, remember I was telling y'all, I don't know, for those of you listeners that has been tuning in with me for a while, I want to say thank you. And for those of you newcomer listeners, I also want to say thank you again, for joining me and taking your time out to joining me on this Positive Thursday. Thank you. So this is so funny to me, everyone. Growing up, I used to get teased a lot because I always felt like I was an outcast because I was born with a rare genetic disorder called neurofibromatosis, which is a genetic disorder that causes non-cancerous tumors on the skin. So I had this big tumor on my forehead and my nose. So growing up, I would wear my bangs really long to hide it. I would put it right in the middle. My bangs used to be so long, everyone, I can barely see myself. And my mom used to be like, "Zuri, you're drawing more attention to yourself by wearing your bangs like that." And then as I got older and I seen some of the pictures and stuff, how I used to wear my bangs back then. And I wore it like that for years because I was really self-conscious about my tumor on my nose and forehead. And I'm looking, I start busting out laughing. I'm like, dang, I'm surprised. I'm surprised I was even able to walk and see where I was going because my bangs were so long, I couldn't see not a damn thing. The funny things in life. But getting back to what I was saying, on a serious note, standing up for your rights. You know, it's a shame that being a person of color, you know, we get judged in different ways. And for those of you that's not of color, just Caucasian, even though I don't care, I have friends and family of all different backgrounds, but we got to say this racism does exist. And it's real here today. And I'm getting tired of seeing all this police brutality and innocent unarmed black men getting killed for no reason. And my thing is, what can we do? I seen that, you know, it was a lot of protesters, Black Lives protesters, and they was protesting. And then I seen some people looting, and I'm thinking to myself, what is looting have to do with protesting and standing up for the rights of trying to help stop police brutality? And if we stand up for our rights, and do it the right way, and not just when situations occur in our lives or things just happen to others. I believe that we all do our own part. The small things can change. I truly believe that. I really do. So my question to each one of you, what are you standing up for your rights each day? What are you standing up for? Are you a single parent? Are you just trying to just make ends meet, just trying to get by? Are you just trying to, you're fighting to stand up for the right of being yourself? Because when you're born different, and what I mean by different, you know, we're all different, but when you're born different and you call to, you have a life purpose and you're trying to do the things that you know that God wants you to do, it can be challenging. You know, you have people talking about you. You have people trying to put you in this box. And it can make you make you not want to stand up at all. You know, having to face them challenges and obstacles. But can I tell y'all, everyone, I've been going through my own process of transformation and fighting this thing of standing up for who I know that God wants me to be and doing what I know he wants me to be, you know, besides, you know, me having to face the challenges and the obstacles. But, you know, through it all, I had overcome, you know, a lot of challenges. And I could say that I can be my own worst critic. Sometimes we all can be our own worst critic, especially when we're trying to accomplish a goal or a dream. And then, you know, another thing I want to say is also, we have many people that change the world so we can be able to do the things that we're doing today. Just think about people that invented things, people that changed laws. So, you know, it can be opportunities that we can do the things that we can do today. Think about our parents. You know, if it wasn't for our God and our parents, we wouldn't be here today. I know it might sound kind of nasty, but let's think about it. If it wasn't for God and our parents, we wouldn't be even created. You know how we know what it takes to create a person. You know, you gotta, you know, have sex or whatever, call it, make love, to be able to be created. But being created and being the person you are is more than just being here. It's more about doing. Living in the moment, being kind to others, being true to what you know is right, even when things are coming against you. That's what I want to say, everyone. So standing up for your rights is deep. It's more than just a law or a racism. I mean, it's so much deep. I mean, skin deep. So deep where you can just take a needle and pinch and put it in your skin. Ouch! Let me stop. That would be painful. Do I have any single parents tuning in today's show, standing up for your rights, trying to be a good parent, and to manage to be the best self you are? I know for sure it's not an easy task. I raised my two kids all by myself. I had no other choice. I was married to my husband, which is my kids' fathers, both of my kids' fathers, who died in 2004 from lupus. My daughter was only 7 at the time, and my son was 2 years old. And at this time now, the current ages is 18 and 22. Wow, time fly by so fast. For you single parents, keep standing up for your rights of pushing your kids to stay on the right track, because I know it's not an easy job. And also for the two-parent households, also keep strong and stand up for your rights as well. Trying to give your kids a old school butt whooping. I got a flashback. I know that some of you listeners remember those back in the day. Them back in the day whooping. Shoot. I know I do. My mom never gave us any warning. All I can hear is a hand slap. Pop! Right on my face. And come out of nowhere. Standing up to your rights to have the love that you deserve. Yes. I believe that we all deserve to have true love. And be loved the right way. Whether it's a love relationship or just in general. But love starts with loving ourselves first. In the beginning stages, when we're developing a relationship with someone, I know that it's always red flags, especially when the relationship turns out toxic, everyone. The love that just like you deserve, like I said before, is always red flags in the beginning stages when you're trying to develop a relationship with someone and it wind up turning out to be toxic. The first thing you do is acknowledge that this person is not right for you. If you see the signs of the person like not being, like we always, especially for you ladies, I want to speak to the single ladies, as myself. Us ladies, we always see some warning signs in the beginning stages, you know, but time and time we try to rush into relationships because we're afraid to be alone. And I can say that for myself. I have rushed into many relationships and I know that the relationship was going to be toxic, but I did it because I know that I felt like I didn't want to be alone and I was afraid to be alone at the time. And I had to learn some hard lessons. So the beginning stages of learning how to get the love that you deserve is, number one, acknowledging that that person is not right for you, number one. Number two, trust your gut instinct. Number three, understanding your self-worth and loving yourself and understanding that the right person will come along. And that's absolutely true. So when you understand who you are as a person and you start loving yourself, even though I know it takes time and it's a journey, I know many of you probably heard of the law of attraction. You attract who you are. For your rights, when you try to not pass gas in front of a whole bunch of people. I haven't had no Mormons. You know how, like, especially like if you had like something that you wasn't supposed to eat, like maybe if someone, like some of you listeners, maybe you're like lactose intolerant and you start to have like gas in your stomach, and then you like around your family or friends, or you going into a store or somewhere and you just try to, you know, stand up for your rights and you just let it all out. let me stay focused on what's going on. I'm just acting too silly. I believe that in this thing we call life, you know, it's important to have humor. Humor is so important. I mean, it really is. But let me ask you this. I just mentioned about standing up for your rights, having the love that you deserve. Have any of you ever been in a situation with someone that you truly like a lot? I mean, like I said before, you already knew the situation was going to be toxic because maybe that person might be with someone else and it's hard to let go. But I can tell you, you know what? Letting go of that person that you think is right for you and you know that they already attached or just other things that you know that the relationship may not work out, you know, the way you want it to, it is hard. It's hard to let go. But standing up for your rights to get the love that you deserve is well worth it. I know, and then even for you couples who are coupled up or married, I've been married before for a very long time. And even when someone's in a relationship, a long-term relationship, whether married or just with someone for a long time, you know, that can be difficult. You know, you still have to stand up to your right to be in love the right way. Because when people are together for a very long time, they stop doing the things they used to do in the beginning of the relationship that got them that person that they wanted. So when you're with someone for a long time, you got to continue to do the things that you did in the beginning to keep that person in love with you. You know, you got to keep it renewing it. And making it fun and sassy and sexy and lovable. And all good, good, good. Okay, moving forward, everyone. So let me ask y'all this. Do y'all have any plans this upcoming weekend? I know that some of the stores are still opening little bit by little. And I know that some people are still hesitant to go to these stores. But, you know, a lot of us, we've been stuck in the house for so long and restricted. But also, our health is important. You know, it's very important as well, too. Because just because it's getting warmer doesn't mean that the coronavirus, is, like, done completely. So we still have to practice social distance, which some people are not doing at all. Okay, moving forward, everyone. Standing up to your rights to live your best life. Is there something you've been wanting to do for a long time, whether it's going back to school, changing your eating habits, losing weight so you can be able to do the things you want to enjoy in your life? What's stopping you from wanting to enjoy your life, or even just in general, stepping out of your comfort zone, doing something that you've never done before? Is it fear? Is it depression? Or just you just need that extra push? I have want to say, mention this. Different ways to stand up to your rights and live your best life. So I want to give y'all some tools to help y'all to move forward, to stand up for your rights of living the best life that you know you deserve. Number one, have faith and pray. Number two, have somebody that you can talk to that supports you, that understands you. Number three, write down the reason why you want to live your best life and why you deserve to live the best life. And why you deserve to stand up for the rights to live the best life you want to live, regardless of what's going on. I mean, you deserve it. We all deserve to live the best life that we deserve and to stand up for what we believe in. Regardless of who agreed with us or not, you only get one life and you got to live it up. I want to go into a quick commercial break, everyone. And when I get back, I'm going to finish our topic today, standing up for your own rights. This commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday at Zoe Flower YouTube page. All right, everyone, I'm back. It's Friday tomorrow. Wow, this week went by so fast, but it's Thursday. Thursday, we can still have a party on this positive Thursday. What are you standing up for your right for? That you haven't stand up for, that you're afraid of. Standing up for your rights is so meaningful in so many different ways. Standing up for your rights, being the person that God created you to be, can not only help you to live your best life and inspire others in the process, but also help you to live a more fulfilling life. Come on now, let's go. Now, when I think about standing up for your rights, I think about people that impacted the world, that changed people's lives from all around the world. People that stood up for not only their rights, but other people's rights, their effect that they left in this world is still inspiring many people from all around the world. So I have six people that impacted people from all around the world because they stood up for their rights, not for only for themselves, but for other people. Number one, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Two, Mother Teresa.
Let us all together thank God for this beautiful occasion where we can all together proclaim the joy of spreading peace joy of loving one another and the joy of acknowledging that the poorest of the poor are our brothers and sisters. As we have gathered here to thank God for this gift of peace, I have given you all the prayer for peace that St. Francis of Assisi prayed many years ago. And I wonder, he must have felt and peed.
3. Rosa Parks.
I remember well these struggles that we went through during my childhood when the Ku Klux Klan was very active. It just made us stronger to continue the struggle for freedom. This was the seat that I took as I got on the bus. A few white people boarded the bus, and one man was left standing, and I certainly did not plan to stand up, and I didn't consider myself breaking the law because I was in what was supposed to be our part of the bus. So my arrest brought about a protest from the people of Montgomery that lasted 381 days. And when we did the
Number 4.
Understanding of what it means to be a universal citizen has grown as I came to understand Acts 17:28, my favorite Bible verse that says, "In God I move and breathe and have my being." Having that belief system that something greater than me was in charge of my destiny, of my fate, that it wasn't just me alone having to survive for myself, is the rock that has sustained me. When you look at where I've come from, a little town, apartheid town, in Kosciuszko, Mississippi, in 1954, where there was no vision or hope for you, my grandmother's greatest desire for me, as she had been a maid and her mother before.
Number 5, Michelle Obama.
Business leaders and surgeons and barristers. I see women who are going to win elections and science competitions and arts awards. Do not be afraid to fail. We can do anything. If I didn't worry about who liked me and who thought I was cute when I was your age, I wouldn't be married to the President of the United States. Don't let anyone ever tell you that this country isn't great. That somehow we need to make it great again. And just imagine how many of our kids we could help. Imagine how many lives we would transform. Because I know what's inside of girls like you and like me. I know how hard we'll fight for our families, how deeply we care about our communities, how much of a difference we can make for those around us.
6, last but not least, the number one person that stands up for people, that stood up for someone's rights, is each one of us. Because each one of us has a choice to stand up for what we believe in, to stand up for our rights, to what we want out of our lives, whether it is a business or a career, or even just building a strong bond with our family, leaving a legacy, being better today than we was yesterday. Standing up for our rights is not just settling for just less. Standing up for our own rights is about knowing what's best for us. Even when we feel unafraid, or even when we feel like we made a mistake and we can't stand no longer for what we believe in, you can. I say you can. I've been there many times before, and I believe that each one of you listeners, y'all can stand up for what y'all believe in, or y'all rights, or whatever right y'all think that is best for y'all life. I know that everyone is on their own journey and own path. And I know that as many of you that's world shapers, that people are waiting for y'all to stand up to speak your truth, to be your true, authentic selves. Standing up for our rights is speaking for our ancestors that's no longer here today. Standing up for people that wish they was even had an opportunity to. So please don't take it for granted. I am super happy to know that this Positive Thursday had inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because there is powers in the numbers. And also connect with me on at Zoe Flower YouTube page. And please subscribe. I really would greatly appreciate that. Connect with me on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And follow me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. And I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. Email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. And you can email me on this podcast. I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast and future podcast ideas as well, too. I hope each one of you have a beautiful weekend. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. And don't be shy. If you feel like you have a right that you want to stand up for, no matter what anyone may think or say, just do it and stand up. Don't go back. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Thank you.